Welcome to Theodore Payne Foundation's 42nd year of the Wildflower Hotline. I'm Tom Henschel. The hotline offers weekly updates on the best locations for viewing spring wildflowers in Southern and Central California. All locations are on easily accessible public lands, ranging from urban to wild, distant to right here in L.A. Entering mid-March, wildflower season remains quiet. Recent rainfall might bring relief to some drought-stricken areas, and annuals may awaken later this month. Rain will certainly benefit the spring bloom of perennial and woody natives. Annuals, however, are a bit more persnickety about their blooming conditions. We shall see what happens. That said, Figueroa Mountain in the Los Padres National Forest is known for its dramatic gold and blue displays of blooming California poppy and lupin. It's also a good location to see chocolate lilies. Unfortunately, Figueroa Mountain was hit hard by the lake fire last July. It's struggling to come back. Poppies and lupins can be found along the road, but not in great numbers or showy displays. The seasonally colorful native shrubs and perennials are blackened skeletons in a bleak landscape. The slopes are greening up nicely, however, and hopefully the green is not just weedy grasses obscuring delicate wildflowers. The slopes below the main lookout were missed by the fire, and they should be populated with chocolate lilies soon after this current rain event. You should visit the area. The vistas are spectacular. Think of it as an opportunity to witness a post-fire recovery and to take note of what species reappear in the landscape over the next few years. During the month of March, the hotline usually features Anza Borrego Desert State Park as a premier wildflower viewing destination. This year, however, the desert is bone dry, with no great displays of the usual wildflowers. Perennials have fared a little better, especially along the waterways. Hike in Coyote Canyon from Second Crossing along the water as much as possible, and you may see some ocotillo, brittlebrush, indigo bush, white ratney, sweetbush, and silky dahlia, along with one species of hardy annual desert needles. If you enjoy hiking in Anza, you may find scattered annuals far into the canyons on the north-facing slopes tucked in among the boulders. You may need to expend some effort to find them. A native plant garden at the Elizabeth Learning Center in Cudahy is unique for its school site habitat gardens. It's the site of an artificially created vernal pool that serves as a refuge for endangered fairy shrimp and threatened plants endemic to vernal pools. The garden also hosts desert and chaparral habitat gardens. Wildflowers flourish here throughout the spring. The best part is that city dwellers can see most of the garden from the main street, but also can ask for a closer view with a teacher after school. You can learn how to arrange a visit for yourself by reading the online version of the Wildflower Hotline on Theodore Payne's webpage. That's it for this week. The Wildflower Hotline website has photos of these and more wildflower sites. Theodore Payne Foundation's annual Native Plant Garden Tour is April 5th and 6th. Tickets are now on sale. Check the Theodore Payne website for details, theodorepayne.org. The next report will be available Friday, March 21st.